You're listening to SBS News.
Siobhan Jobb has been one of the new faces of homelessness in COVID times. Back in March, the 24-year-old was laid off from her job as a restaurant manager at Sydney Airport. Through Centrelink, she received a job seeker allowance, but hadn't been at her job for the 12 months required to qualify for JobKeeper.
And then after that, we couldn't afford to be paying rent anymore, as we were paying, I think, about $750 a week. And to go from having everything, a house and a job, to having nothing all at once was very overwhelming. I ended up going into temporary accommodation and I was staying in a motel for 2 to 3 months.
Ms. Jobb's experience isn't unique, says Professor Hal Pawson, a housing researcher at the University of New South Wales.
It's young people generally, but including young women, who've actually been disproportionately affected by the jobs which have been flattened by the pandemic. And the effect of that is going to come through mostly next year as far as housing insecurity is concerned. She's like you and me,
but she's homeless. Young Australian singer Ciala spent most of her 19 years in and out of homelessness. She's lent her voice to an awareness campaign aimed at dispelling misconceptions and removing the stigma surrounding the issue. The national campaign also involves retail chain The Body Shop and a community group, Launch Housing. Its chief executive, Bevan Warner, says negative judgment about the homeless is rife.
Well, I think there's a belief that somehow good people look after themselves and their family and are aspirational enough and resourceful enough to buy a home, and that's the great Australian dream. And if you're not in your own home, you're not buying your own home, you're renting, then you're somehow deficient. And if you actually don't have anywhere to live and you're sleeping in a car or experiencing homelessness, then somehow you've made poor choices. And there's scepticism about whether we should be supporting people who've made poor choices.
In a survey commissioned by Launch Housing, nearly half the respondents said homelessness was mainly a male issue and due to lifestyle choices like drugs or alcohol. But according to data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, around 73% of clients receiving homelessness services in September were women and children, around the same ratio as a year earlier. Nearly half of them cited domestic violence as the reason. Another one-third blamed financial difficulties, and just under a third, housing stress. At the height of the crisis, as part of a worldwide trend, public health concerns prompted several state governments to move rough sleepers and other homeless people to hotels and other temporary accommodation. Housing researchers say bans on evictions and income support, such as JobKeeper, have also helped keep homeless numbers stable. But there are fears for what will happen when these protections end or are reduced next year, when unemployment's expected to peak above 7%. Bevan Warner of Launch Housing.
And as people are shuffling back to reduce their cost of living to find those low-cost rentals, it's a very, very congested market there for people who don't have a lot, where there isn't a lot of social housing or private rental that people can afford. And we are expecting a tsunami of homelessness towards the end of next year. And that's why we need governments to act now to build out that supply of social housing that we need to catch people before they fall.
The Victorian government, in its latest budget last month, did announce $5.3 billion to build more than 12,000 public housing homes over the next 4 years. But Professor Hal Pawson says what's needed is a new and national approach to Australia's already significant spending on housing.
The vast majority of that effective subsidy, that effective expenditure, is going to private landlords and also to homeowners. We're talking about negative gearing. We're talking about discounts on capital gains tax or zero capital gains tax for homeowners. Maybe gradually over time, those resources should be redirected towards people who need them.
Former airport restaurant manager Siobhan Jobb now has a new position and a new career path as a veterinary nurse. She counts herself lucky to have secured subsidised private rental accommodation instead of joining the estimated 400,000 Australians currently on waiting lists for social housing. Her 2.5 months without a home, she says, boosted her understanding of the issue, though she isn't optimistic about the broader community.
I feel like people should already be somewhat sympathetic to all of those types of people struggling, because there are people from all different walks of life. But honestly, I don't know whether COVID will actually change people's perception of those types of people struggling and needing temporary accommodation and housing.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.